there's nothing to do. Mom says I can't go outside because it's too wet. Dad's working on the computer, so I can't watch a video. I've played with every toy I own at least twice.
You could read it a little.
Who said that?
I did, over here, on your bookshelf.
Did all of you see that Bible talk just now? Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't losing it.
I'd like to talk to you a little more if you take me off the shelf more often.
What do you mean? I take you off that shelf when I go to church or when I have a memory verse to learn.
I mean to actually read.
I guess I just never figured there was anything really interesting to read in the Bible.
Nothing interesting to in the Bible? Where else can you read about a flood that covered entire earth? Or a boy who defeated a giant with just a sling and a single stone? Or three men that were thrown in a blazing furnace and lived to tell about it? Or a man who was killed on a cross but rose from the dead 3 days later?
Wow! All that stuff is in the Bible?
All that and more!
But aren't those all just good stories? I mean, they aren't really true, are they?
Hey! The Bible and God's Word, and God doesn't know how to lie!
Even so, all that stuff happened to people a long time ago. What good does it do to read about them today?
First of all, you just said you had nothing to do, right?
Well, yeah.
Can't think of a better way to spend your time than to spend it with God.
Wait a minute. How is reading my Bible the same as spending time with God?
Don't you know I'm alive?
Alive?
You ain't heard of any of your other books, Doctor, you have you?
Well, no.
I'm the very Word of God. That means He can use me to speak to you. Everything that's in the Bible can teach you how to live your life today.
So you're saying it's more than just a storybook?
Absolutely. Another reason to read the Bible is because it says in here that people who love God enjoy reading His Word.
So if I love God, I'll want to read the Bible.
You got it.
But isn't a lot of the stuff in the Bible kind of complicated?
Hey, don't sweat it. The more you read, the more you understand. God will make it clear to you when you're ready. Of course, you can always ask your parents. It may make them study their Bibles more if they know you're going to be asking them questions.
Well, as long as you're answering questions, why is it important to memorize Bible verses? I mean, can't we just look stuff up?
I suppose. But it also says in here that the person who loves God will hide God's word in his heart so he may not sin against God. That way, you'll know it and won't have to look it up. That sure can come in handy when you're making decisions or somebody asks you a question about God and you don't have your Bible handy.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. So let me get this straight. Reading my Bible is like spending time with God.
Yeah.
And He can speak to me through you?
That's why I'm here.
So I can pick you up and read God's Word.
Any old time.
All right. You talked me into it. Let's go.
Yippee-ki-yay, yes, that's the book for me.
I stand alone on the Word of God. Yippee-ki-yay.